All right, we're back for one final session. If you've been hanging in there these first 8, I'm so glad you did, and I think you're going to be glad that you did. My goal is to motivate you to figure out God's special vision for your life, a vision that will propel you, that will give you passion, that will give you energy, it will give you direction. It will help you say no. It'll help you go down the trail that God wants you to go down rather than the culture and everyone, the devil, everybody that's trying to take you off message. The vision statement that will keep you on message, on God's message. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you some questions that will help you with a vision statement. And then we're going to try to put it together. All right. Question number 1. What is the most important thing in your life? What is the most important thing in your life? God? Your career? Your spouse? Your family? A lot of people would say God. They would see God as the most important thing in their life. And yet they don't have time for devotions. Don't have time to read the Bible. Don't have time for prayer. Don't have time for church. Don't have time to do a little mini course like this to try to figure out what God wants to do with their life. So people say God is the most important, but just look at your time and your energy and what you do with it, and maybe you'll come to a different conclusion. So what really is important to your life? God should be, but what really is? You need to grab hold of that. Because you have to be honest with your vision statement, or it's not going to do you much good. Number 2, what do you spend most of your time working on? Again, this tells you what you're doing with your life right now. Evaluate that. Where are you spending all your time? Maybe it's work. Maybe it's family. Maybe it's, I don't know what it is. But look at where your time is going, because that is your vision right now. It may not be what you want it to be, but that's where you're currently giving your life. What you spend your time on is what you give your life to. Number 3, what topic often keeps you up at night? What topic keeps you up at night? You know, the things we're talking about right now keep me up at night. I get thinking about this, and last night I'm thinking about vision statements and vision, and do my kids have a vision? Do my grandkids have a vision? I start thinking about my family. I'm spending all my time doing what? And am I making sure that my own marriage has a vision? My own family has a vision? That my family members have a vision for God and for, who they are and who God created them to be. Here I'm trying to help you, but am I helping my own children? What topic often keeps you up at night? Maybe that's, God's subtle way of trying to, direct you towards His vision for your life. Number 4, what worries you most in life? Maybe it's that your kids won't have faith. Okay. Well, then helping your kids have faith should be part of your vision. Number 5, what is your dream? That's a question that Henry, the president of Christian Leaders, often, he and I would often ask people, see, what is your dream in life? We just meet random people. In a taxi, hey, what's your dream? People say, oh, my dream is to, go to school or to get ahead. And then we switch it on them and we ask this question. What's your spiritual dream? What's your spiritual dream? What's your spiritual dream? And sometimes people say, spiritual, what do you mean by spiritual? Well, whatever it is that you want it to mean. And what we found is when we added that word spiritual, people told us what they really, 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 really want out of life. And they often had 2 answers. Some kind of a God answer. Their dream of knowing the truth or being part of nature, which was their view of God. Or they had sort of this God-directed vision, and then they had this, or dream, and then they had this dream of having a good marriage, a good family, and making a difference in the lives of people around them. connecting to whatever is out there, God, force, whatever it is, and a vision for people. So what's your spiritual dream? In fact, I'd like to encourage you to just pause, just stop this tape right here, and sit down right now without me saying anything more and write down what your spiritual dream is. It might be the most important thing that you do in this whole mini course. So do it. I'll wait. So just pause. Okay, we're back. Now, I hope you did it, because it could possibly change your life. All right. Number 7, if someone gave you $1 million, what would you spend it on? That thought is going to keep some of you busy for the next hour. $1 million, what would I do? Yeah, what would you do? I'd buy a big house. I'd buy a nice car. Is that your vision for life? Is that your God-given vision for your life? See, what would you do? See, it helps you start thinking about what's really important to you. Number 8, if you had to reduce what is most important to you to 2 things, what would those 2 things be? Let me tell you what they are for me. For me, the 2 most important things, number 1, God. Number 2, people. God, people. What else really is there? There's God and there's people. So that's what's important to me. What do I do with my relationship to God? And what do I do because I have a relationship with God, with people? See, it's not just with people. It's because I have a relationship with God. Then, so what does that mean in my relationship to people? See, the God piece is part of both of these. So, okay, here's what I want you to do. So we have this. For me, it's these 2 things, God and people. Now what I want you to do is add to this thought, these questions that I've asked you, what's your spiritual dream is, add to this your personality traits, the values, gifts, the opportunities in front of you, your experiences in life, everything that we have talked about in this mini course. And that's why it's so important that you write things down. Because if you didn't write things down, then what are you going to look at? Oh, well, I'll remember. No, you won't. So if you didn't write a thing, go back and write these things down. And now you get to look at all of these things and start thinking about, so what is my vision for my life? So what is my life vision? I'll give you an example of what I wrote down. And this is my short version. To walk with God every day. Seeking, exploring His creative will for my life. Notice I threw the word creative in there because, you know, that's a personality trait that I am and that I like. His creative will for my life, and then pursuing it with total reckless abandon. Okay? So reckless abandon, that passion, that, you know, that sense of adventure, because that's my personality, right? Now, my wife would not write this mission statement. Hers would be different. With total reckless abandon so that I can be a blessing, an example, an inspiration, a partner to my wife, my children, my friends, my church family, the broader kingdom, and that part of the world that I intersect with. Okay? So that's my life vision. And this is the short version. I try to take into account my personality, my experiences, you know, the things that I want to do, what's important to me, you know, God, people in my life, you know, and I start with my family, and then I, you know, I expand out of that. All right, I think I have a longer version. What is my vision for my life, the long version? As one who is saved by Jesus, I have a passion for Him. To follow, love, and serve Him. To worship, know, and honor Him. To walk and talk with Him. To share Him with others. To always ask, what would Jesus do, and then try to do it. This passion for Jesus influences how I work and play, how I create and innovate, how I relate to and care for others, how I do family, how I use my resources, how I interact with my world. Allowing Jesus to influence all I am and all I do is the walk with God, the Jesus way that I seek. All right? Now, I polished this up a bit. I spent some time doing this. Yeah, I sat down and it's like, okay, how am I really going to do this? So this is where the work starts, okay? The rest has been sort of easy. You just do it. It doesn't have to be pretty. But now, pulling it together into a real vision. Who am I, God? Who have you made me to be? What are my spiritual gifts? What are the experiences that I've had in my life? What are the opportunities that are in front of me? You know, what's important to me? How do I want to live my life? All these questions, all these thoughts, all this background, all this fodder that you now have. Now, what are you going to do with it? How are you going to make it into a vision statement? This is where the work is. Now, I suggest you sit down, you start looking at things, and then you write, don't write the whole thing. Write just pieces, okay? Write a thought, okay? I'm going to write creative. I want to be creative. Just write that down. So you start assembling little pieces. And then once you have little pieces, you can start putting them into some kind of order. All right? So, what is your personal vision? So, I want you to help do that. Okay. So, what is your marriage vision? You told me you'd spend your whole life trying to make me happy. And the guy says, I didn't expect to live this long. But what's your vision for your marriage? So, everything that I've just gone through in terms of your own personal vision, you could also write a marriage vision. You know, my vision is to what with my spouse? And can you imagine how powerful that would be? Because right now you're probably on autopilot with your spouse if you're married. Yeah, you just do the things you do. You interact, But you don't have this dream, this vision that's propelling you, that you have a passion. You know, I don't look back, but I'm looking forward. I'm pursuing the prize. Are you? It's because, maybe everyone else comes first in your life and your spouse is last because you don't have a vision statement saying otherwise. What is your family vision? If you have a family. There's no group of people more important than your family. The family is important to you. It's the closest thing to you. But it's also the place where God helps you to become who you are for the kingdom. That's why in Timothy, Paul says, hey, if you can't manage your own family, then why are you managing the family of God? You start with your family. Don't ignore your family. So what is your vision statement for your family? Daddy said we need to work as a team. That means you guys need to do what I say. Okay, what is your vision for friends, your support group, the church, the kingdom, the world? Okay, so you can start, you're starting with your personal vision. Your relationship to God, your personal vision. Then if you're married, it expands, well, what's your marriage vision? If you have children, your family, what's your family vision? And then it expands out to your friends, the people you connect with, the people that you share special interests with. Maybe it's a support group at church. Maybe it's a secular group in the community. But, what is your vision for that group of people? And then church, what's your vision for church? And then the kingdom, what's your vision for the broader kingdom? You know, churches tend to isolate themselves. What's your vision for the whole kingdom? What's what God is doing everywhere? What's your vision for Christian Leaders Institute? And then finally, the world. Why are we here? We're here because God wants us to reach people that have not been reached yet. That's the only reason why Jesus has not come. And then, and heaven and all the things that are coming in the future. The reason he delays is because he has people that he wants reached. And who has to reach them? You and I. So what's your vision to reach the people at work, the people in your neighborhood, the people in your community, the people in your country? What's your vision for that? See, if you had a concrete vision of what you want to do, then you're more likely to do it. Okay. So, telling you all these things is the easy part. And listening to all these things is the easy part. But now actually sitting down and doing it. I can't come over there and force you. And I know right now you're inspired. You're thinking, yes, okay, yes, all right, this is going to change my life. And I'll do it tomorrow. And tomorrow will come and you won't do it. I'll do it on the weekend. The weekend will come and you won't do it. And then a week from now, you go, oh, yeah, there's that thing. What was that? And 3 weeks from now, you'll be on to something else. Oh, yeah, there was this class I took. Yeah, it was pretty good. You have to do it. A vision is like having a goal. But if you don't pursue the goal, then what's the point? So right now, I'm pleading with you. Make a goal of sitting down and writing this out. And don't let perfection stop you. This is not going in a book. Write down as best you can. I mean, write out, you know, just take the next half an hour and write something. Just get something down on paper. Get a start. You can always revise it, revise it, revise it. So please do that. Well, this is Steve Elving. I'm so glad that I could spend this time with you. I wish I could speak to you personally. You know, and you can. You just have to go to the network. We have a network. It's like a Facebook thing. You join it. There are different groups that you can join. You can talk to professors. They'll talk to you. You can talk to other students. We can actually connect to one another. So let's do this and let me know how your vision statement turned out. Thanks for being a part.